Hi, Susie. It's Hawaii. How are you? Oh, okay. Oh, the bridge? Oh, excellent. That's good. Oh, okay. Yeah, that means we've got to redo, adjust the numbers. Oh, excellent. So we don't have to refer to AIG. I was trying to think of stories to tell AIG. Basically, I almost started drafting an email saying it was overlooked. The schedule said 20 million and they assumed it was, and blah, blah, blah. It wasn't highlighted. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. In that case, is there any other project on that 24-25 period that haven't really started? Because that that 419 million makes up the adjustment. So we're now we're going to take that 20 million out because we're not going to have the client pay for that. Is there anything similar to that that the client has got on that list that they haven't really started? You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be a big adjustment. We're talking from 300 to almost 412 million now, or whatever it is. I'm just not in front of my computer. So maybe it's a good idea before we do the adjustment, because it's not going to really affect our renewal terms and the project, but it will affect the adjustment. If you can go back to them and say, in light of this, is there any other projects on that list that you haven't started or, going to be starting in the next period? Don't want them to double pay for things and, as it is, you're talking about a 4 million turn, 4 million turnover on a renewal versus the 3 we had last year, and then they're going to end up with the adjustment of almost 100 million, or whatever it is now that we're going to take that 20 out. See, we don't have dates on the schedule that we received. Oh, that commencement month? Oh, sorry, I've been out all morning. I'm just on my way back now. Okay, so they might be, I mean, for the sake that we don't overcharge the client, this might be a good idea to sort of check for them. So when they do receive the adjustment, they're not like having a, yeah, or anything in July, because then the date is, have they started, have they not, are they starting? Because I mean, now that list is going to remove that bridge, 20 million. Okay, so that's going to be less again. And if there's anything else we need to remove, then we'll remove it. As long as we know they haven't started, because obviously, in the event of a claim, we don't want to be removing something that they've already started. Yep, and start as long as they're starting. Oh, tomorrow anyway. The account is due tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah, just telling them as long as they not if they haven't started and not starting until tomorrow, then we can take them out, and then that way they'll get a better accurate. And if that bridge is now 12 million, then we don't have to worry about it. If it is 20 million, then anything associated with the project, with the bridge project, is part of, like anything within that bridge contract that becomes a the bridge project. So if there is, so if there's any, Okay, so the value of the access road need to be sort of included as separate from the bridge. All right, okay. Wasn't it like 2 million? Wasn't it like 2 million? Because you've given me a breakdown of the that made up the 20 million, and I thought that access road was like 2 million. Yeah, you had access overpass, and you had bridge work, and then the variation that threw me out. And I'm thinking, what is that variation comes, after a contract is signed, sort of thing. All right, okay. Okay. All right, now that's fine. Yeah, as long as we sort out the adjustment and it's correct, so we're not redoing it, and we do it on the right figures, and we can get it done today and out of the way with all that. And I'll just let AIG know that that bridge never went ahead, and it's going to be a different price. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Thanks a lot, Susie. Bye.